Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I wanna give to you. Oh Lord,
I give you praise.
This is the gift I choose.
This is my
I give to you. I give.
You just need to stop just for a few minutes and say thank you, Jesus. Just stop. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Praising my Savior.
Oh, oh. His benefits are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw. I shall fall
The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak everything that concerns our lives and our destinies in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. Our children in the blood of Jesus. Our ministries in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. Our families in the blood of Jesus. Wash away our sins, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, and networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak everything that concerns our lives. Oh, God, in the blood of Jesus, we put on the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We put the arm on our children, our spouses, our grandbabies, oh God. We put the arm on each and every one of us, oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, yekuya de koya masse teriyako. Yeki anisi diriyako romasse teriyako. Yiki aniki amakoro masse teriyako romasse teriyako. Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we go deeper into prayer. In the name of Jesus, and throughout this day, throughout this week, throughout this weekend, this, oh, Father, we need divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. We pray for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh anointing. Let the anointing flow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, fresh oil, we fresh oil. Holy Spirit, be set upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy and ancient path of truth and righteousness. Cleanse our altar prayers, oh God. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse this altar prayers, the global altar prayers, oh God. Oh, Father God, with the blood of Jesus, let it be purified with the Holy Ghost fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless and touch each one this morning under the sound of my voice, including myself. We need you, Lord, every second. We need you, Lord, every moment. We need you, Lord, every hour. Oh, Father, we need you. We need you, Almighty God. We need you, Almighty God. We need you. We love you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. In the name of Jesus. Father, cover each and every one here this morning. Be a wall of fire around and a glory within. Be a wall of fire, O God, around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oria masanderia koromosederia ko. Oria masanderia koromosederia koromosu. Ye koromosederia koromosederia ka. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome again to those of you that's just joining us this morning. Hallelujah. We bless God and we appreciate you. We love you. You are welcome in our midst this morning.
Conference recording started.
I want you to please turn your Bible with me to John chapter 11. Hallelujah. John chapter 11, and I'm going to be going a little bit from John to different scriptures this morning, but I want you to start with John 11. We're going to do Psalm 23, and I'm just going to pick up a few scriptures there this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Psalm 23 is we all familiar with. The Lord is my shepherd is something that we all should be familiar with. If not, praise God, the Holy Spirit would move us. Hallelujah. Let me start with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I want you to say it along with me as personal. You speaking to God wherever you are. Just let it be personalized. Let's begin again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Surely, surely goodness, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord Jesus, I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth this morning in the power and the anointing of your Holy Ghost. Let the Logos word turn to the Rhema word. Let the Spirit of God move upon the word. Rule over this service. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let us receive what thus says the Lord. Prepare our hearts, O God. Give us grace, more grace, more grace, more grace, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yesterday was a marvelous, every day is a great day. But last night, the night before, I had a lot of problems with resting, sleeping. I could tell the Lord kept waking me up. And then he had me do some prayers. Because you see, when the Lord wake you up and you can't go back to sleep and you're wide awake, you know there's something he wants to speak to you. And I knew, speak, Lord, this is the time you make sure. You say, speak, Lord, for thy servant here. Or you be praying your heart. Lord, what do you want to say to me this morning? Sometimes you will have to get a pen and paper. Most times you sleep with a pen. I do a journal or a pen and paper or just beside me. Hallelujah. And so the Lord was speaking. He took me, he reminded me to, there was a time in my life the Lord spoke to me and he said, my daughter, I was not a minister at that time or apostle or whatever. But thank God for these things. But I thank God that most importantly, I'm his handmaiden, his servant. He said to me, you're about to go through a turbulence. But remember, as you go through this turbulence, I'm right there with you. So what? He said, yes, you're about to go through a turbulence. And I said, Lord, do I have to go through that turbulence? He said, yes. Well, at that time, I was so afraid. I said, oh, God, what is about to happen? So I called others for prayers. And as I called different ones for prayers, seasoned men and women of God and pray after prayer, they were not even connected to each other. And as they prayed for me, they said, there's a storm coming, and you're about to go through this storm. I said, pray so, let's fast and pray so I can go through this storm. So I began to tell them, but why do I have to go? Can I go around the storm? Do I have to go? And everyone, and they begin to pray for me for go through the storm. I said, oh, God, what is happening? And my mind went back and forth, and I just said, well, you know, what God says will be, you fast, you pray. What am I saying all this to you? Yes, the storm came. The wind blew. Oh, hallelujah. There was a lot of shaking in my life. My God, hallelujah, just like the Lord spoke to me first and he spoke to his servant, but I went through the storm. It was an unbearable storm for me, but God gave me the grace. And thank God for men and women of God who will pray with me. You don't wish these storms on no one. Hallelujah. But there are some roads that we have to pass. Whether the storm or whatever, that's why David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So David had to go through those valleys. If you read the books of Psalms, David went through a whole lot. But the Lord never left David. And many of you right now have been through storms. Or maybe even be going through storms, but the Lord is right there with you. My word this morning is, hallelujah, even though the plane that you're on has been going smooth for years, the clouds be bright, but I want you to put your seat belt on. The belt of truth, hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, this plane is about to shake. And what I'm saying to you, I know some people run from these messages, but I'm saying I do. The plane is about to shake. And as you just make sure that you have your seatbelt on, and while you're going through that storm, you know who rides that, who's the pilot of that plane? That's Jesus. So you just have to relax. He created the storms. Hallelujah. You will pass through. Don't give up. Don't give in. His grace will take you through. He's right there with you. And so the Lord gave me this word give this word. And at night, and I said, oh, my God, I can't give this person this word. This is heavy. He said, tell them they're about to go through the storm. But I'm going to be right there with them. In fact, I'm driving that plane. The Holy Spirit is right there. I created this storm. And though, hallelujah, is just for a brief moment. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. His grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah, Psalm 91. He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. You see, when you're in this plane, and Jesus is the captain, he's, hallelujah, you're under his wings. Hallelujah, a wall of fire is around you, and the glory of God is within you. You will not perish in this storm. But God is right there with you. Hallelujah. I want you to know that weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. This may not be for you per se, but this word is what the Lord is speaking this morning. He spoke to me 2 days ago. Hallelujah. And I'm saying the storm is coming, and there's a song that said the storm, and it's for a brief moment. Hallelujah. Because right after death, the brightness of God, hallelujah, your latter days will be greater than your former days. Yes, I went through it. Tell you right after, the blessings of God is an overflow. Even while you're going through it, I didn't feel it because His grace was there. I didn't realize that I was in the storm when a storm because His grace was there. Hallelujah. So we go back to John chapter 11, and I'm not going to go all through this. This is the time Lazarus died and his siblings, they're trying to get Jesus to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus stays for 4 days. And then Jesus goes, as he's coming, he decides to go to Bethany. His Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, his best friends. If you have time, read it. But this is what the Lord wants me to say to you. Hallelujah to every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. Then, verse 20, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. I feel the anointing. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Lord, if he had been right here, my brother would not have died. I want you to pay attention to verse 22. But I know, that even now, whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give it. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, even now, even though Lazarus is dead, but I know, even now, hallelujah, even now, this is why he goes to the valley of the shadow of death with you, even now. He said, no, you can't touch that, you can't touch her, you can't touch her family, you can't touch her, you can't touch her children, you can't touch her spouse, you can't touch your spouse, you can't touch that, no. Hallelujah. Be strong. Be of good courage. God is with us. And God is for you. Who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Lord is your light and salvation. Whom shall you be afraid? Hallelujah. The Lord is the strength of your life. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory of God has risen upon you. Hallelujah. So regardless of anything, God is right there. Who am I speaking to this morning? I'm sure. Hallelujah. I'm not speaking just to me. I'm speaking to you. This is the word of God. He is right there. Even now. Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, when he gave needs. Hallelujah. And begin to pray. Do not be discouraged of what you see and hear. Stop praising and praying. Praising and praying. Get some prayer warriors with you. If you can't find none, the Holy Ghost will help you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can find nobody to pray with you. Hallelujah. In the midnight hour, pray by yourself. Pray in your holy language. Hallelujah. Pray, pray. Pray in your regular language. Pray in your holy language. Pray, pray. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Even now, that situation can change because God said to tell you it is not over until he says it's over, but you have that power within you to turn that situation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to? Oh, yes, you can pray. You can pray. Turn that phone off. Just associate yourself right now. Get in your closet and pray. If you find great prayer partners, pray. Hallelujah. I know who it is. I'm praying with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am praying with you because God said, even now, that sickness is not unto death, even now. He said, it is not unto death even now. Hallelujah. Even now. It's not too late. Even now. My sister, pray. Even now. My brother, pray. Even now. My colleague, pray. Mother, pray. Even now. Even now. Even now. Pastor, pray. Even now. Apostle, pray. Even now. Prophet, pray. Even now. Evangelist, pray. Even now. My son, pray. My family, pray. Even now. The Lord said, even now. It is not too late. Hallelujah. Even now. Paul and Silas, pray. Hallelujah. And what happened? There was an earthquake. Hallelujah. The enemy is meant to take this person out. But Lord said, even now, I'm going to let you join me this morning as we pray. Hallelujah. For the even now, oh God, even now you can turn this situation around. Even now you can make the crooked places shift. Even now, although the enemy says the person is there, they're not there. Even now, you can restore life. Even now, you can redeem that person. You can redeem that family. Even now, you can restore us. Even now, you can redeem us. Even now, Spirit of the living God, move in that situation. Even now. Even now, even now, even now. Even now, don't give up, don't give in. Even now, speak words of positive words. Hallelujah. Speak the word of God. Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Even now, hallelujah, there's no power greater than God. He is suffering. He's the creator. You speak to him. Hallelujah. If you don't have no one to pray with, speak to him. Sometimes you don't even need prayer partners because their hearts are not even good towards you. Sometimes you just need to pray by yourself. The Holy Ghost is there. Yeah. Yes. It's good to pray with others, but there's sometimes if you don't trust who you pray with, don't pray with them because they will bring more damage. You pray by yourself because, hallelujah, ask God, Lord, for mercy in this situation, mercy for healing, mercy for deliverance, mercy to make us whole. Oh, God, we need your grace. We need your sustenance. Sustaining grace, your abounding grace, your manifold grace, even now, oh God. Even now. And so, Lord, I pray that every situation, that even now you turn it around. Even now, what is meant for bad, you turn it for good. What is meant for death, you turn it to life. Even now, if I ask anything in your name, you ask. So, Lord, I thank you for the even now. Thank you for intervening for our families, children, our grandchildren, even now. And, Lord, I pray, oh God, that whatever, do not let this person leave this world. Intervene. Hezekiah prayed that God turn this story around. Even now, Father God, even now, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Father God, your grace is sufficient. So, Lord, this morning, we thank you. This morning, we praise you for this even now situation. Thank you that you stepped right in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, this is my story. Thank you, Lord, for making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seemed to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention. Thank you, Lord. Weeping may endure in the night. But joy comes in the morning. So we thank you. Thank you for victory. We give you a shout of praise. Father God, Jesus' name, amen and amen. Even now.
About to be a suddenly in this place. I hear a sound, a mighty sound, the rising of faith. Come on, say it with me. Over your life tonight. Because I can hear a sound in this room. So we declare tonight.
Hallelujah. Even now, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Even now, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Conference recording stopped.